E. Carice here from Hot 702.5 FM in Las Vegas. Get ready to experience basketball like never before. The historic National Pro-Am Championship Tournament, hosted by Delaware Sports Foundation and the HBCU Basketball Association, is taking center stage at the Doolittle Community Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from April 25th through the 28th in 2024. It's more than just a tournament. It's a basketball extravaganza. Witness top-tier athletes, electrifying matchups, and slam dunk moments that will leave you breathless. Come see who will take home the trophy and first place prize of $100,000. But that's not all. We're shining a spotlight on small businesses. If you are a local business looking for exposure, seize this opportunity to be featured with our TV partners. Email candrews@thehbcuba.com and ashaw@thehbcuba.com, and let your business shine alongside the thrilling basketball action. Save the dates and join us for an unforgettable experience. The National City Leeds Pro-Am Championship, where the love for basketball meets the pulse of the city. Don't just hear about it, be a part of it. April 25th through the 28th, 2024, at the Doolittle Community Center. Visit hbcuba.com to get your tickets now. And let the excitement begin.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 7 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go ordering and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
All your favorite artists.
Check it out.
Say my name.
DJ Khaled.
This is Mila J.
Bruno Mars.
On Hot 702.5 FM.com.
What it do? What it is? Lit city in the building with a grits. I can't hear shit.
Holler at me.
I can't hear shit.
Me either.
Turn me up. Turn you down.
Yo.
Barely hear you.
Can you hear me out there?
Barely.
I can barely hear
it's
you.
It's like I could barely hear myself.
Hello?
You sound like you doing that back in the day we used to have a number you could call, was the echo chamber. You call the motherfucker and it'd be
What up? Can y'all hear me out there?
Hey.
Boss lady ain't got no socks on, so she thinks she ain't gotta do her job. Put some motherfucking socks on.
Damn. Can the motherfucker hear me or not? Shit.
Oh, let me see. Let me put this music on. I was gonna put my nigga Triple, but I said fuck it. Lit City niggas is in the building.
Welcome, welcome.
Can't hear it still.
To preserve it, all one of it.
Bum ba da da.
Nigga. My nigga.
I'm so glad this nigga not fucking beats over there, you know what dog.
Where the fuck my camera and shit at?
You fuck your camera.
Fuck you. Bitch.
Now, still low. Still low.
Preserve it. All one of it.
Yeah. Nigga.
It's coming.
My nigga.
It's a little bit louder.
I'm so glad this nigga not fucking beats over there, dog.
What's up with that?
Practicing my nigga for red.
Trying to get high, you know.
Yeah.
What's
game?
What's good? What's good? Play?
My nigga Tragic. Red Beam.
Young Murder.
Red Dot Santa.
Cassino.
Game.
It's Young Frozen Click. We own. We bout chips and rep. DMOBB. So handcuff your chick, cause boy, we spit. We taking you home with me. Oh, I hear my, oh, it's almost in here.
Hello,
it's almost in here.
I hear the feedback, but I hear it.
Oh yeah, it's a short right there.
Hey. Yo, yo.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I hear myself, nigga.
Yo,
I hear myself, nigga.
That shit loud.
I hear myself. Them new mics. New mics sound good on the motherfucker.
That shit give me a migraine.
Hey, I got a sexy voice on this bitch. Hey, y'all hear my sexy voice?
What up? What up?
Y'all hear my sexy voice?
Voice about sexy as holy draws. Don't nobody want to.
We already 5 minutes into this motherfucker. What's up, everybody?
Fuck. What's up?
What's happening?
Ladies, what's going on?
We always doing this for the ladies, but we gonna tell y'all when y'all need to be told.
We told y'all. Go ahead and get into this thing, man. We already coming late. First off, we're gonna start the thing. I'm gonna rest in peace to OJ Simpson.
Rest in peace to OJ. We saw you out here playing golf and shit, and on Cam show. OJ was funny on Cam show. OJ had charisma. I see why the hoes liked him. He was talking that shit.
Rest they still OJ. Like OJ, even after
I know
the allegations and 70. All that shit.
Like OJ, he said the allegations. Fuck that. He was proven unguilty. Ah, this is
morning, ladies. It's still a canoy.
What up, ladies? Y'all need to cook. Y'all need to make some blacks only pies and send them up.
What you think about what everybody saying about OJ though? All they bring up is that damn murder shit.
Yeah, I didn't like the ESPN. All the ESPN did OJ dirty.
Man.
Dirty. All of them motherfuckers.
Probably Stephen A. bitch ass.
It was Stephen A. It was another white dude on there. All of them did. I said, damn, they just all they brought up was he wasn't even convicted. First of all, he wasn't a criminal because he didn't get convicted of killing nobody. But that's all they brought up. I said, damn, that's fucked up. They was disrespectful.
Even after his death.
They was giving shout outs to the victims on his death.
Caitlyn Jenner.
What kind of shit is that?
Good riddance.
The white people. Hey, the white people
fuck
always
that,
show you.
Fuck that dick sucker. Shit.
Listen, the white people always show you their white privilege. But you know what's crazy? Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody. She ran into somebody and they died. Vehicular homicide.
That's why.
And then she tried to judge OJ like that.
That's why she
crazy.
Don't want
to
be Bruce no more.
Exactly.
Because Bruce a killer.
But they disrespect
fuck Caitlyn Jenner.
So I'm going to change my whole identity so I can start over with my life.
Exactly. So I can erase everything and then act like I'm a woman.
How the fuck you give a man woman of the year? But you know what? I'm not going to. You know
there's a couple people got up in Stephen A. You're right, Mr. Stiller.
They should have. He was a whole like bitch. Shit, man.
Just because you scored 1.2 points a game in Winston-Salem State University, that don't make you qualified to talk about everything. Shut the fuck up.
Go ahead.
It's more about when black people... when it's time to praise some black people or say something, he's hella critical and harsh, and then he handled white people shit with kid gloves. But I understand because he worked for a white company, so they be like, "Listen, nigga, pow pow,
just like that."
If you go too far with the white people,
you
want to
stay
pow
on this motherfucker. Exactly. This is what you are gonna read,
right? Yeah, exactly. We'll pow pow you. We already suspended you once for saying something about the white girl too egregious. But you talk bad about Kyrie Irving, nigga.
That's because
man, I don't know what it is about Kyrie.
That's because Stephen A. be at them Diddy parties.
He be at them Diddy parties.
He be at them Diddy parties.
He be at the other
but
Diddy parties.
I don't
parties.
Like that about Stephen A. Look, I fuck with Stephen A. sometimes. And sometimes I'll be looking at him like, damn, he a company man. And he don't be having the same energy with black people that he had with non-black people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't be liking that.
Right. Ass.
I don't like that sometimes about him. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know all the time about
it. Sometimes I agree with what he say. Sometimes he stand up for black people. That's what be killing me. I be like, this nigga's all over the place.
It seemed far and in between,
know.
Though.
All over the place.
It seemed far and in between. That's all I'm gonna say.
But rest in peace to OJ. Fuck ESPN.
That part.
Y'all need to watch Hot 702.5 sports broadcast.
Right.
What he just said. Undrafted.
He gonna tell the truth, we love black people, but we gonna hold y'all accountable too, and we gonna hold the white people accountable.
Superior, literally, Lee. I'm gonna put that shit on the shirt.
Shout out to Young Jeezy for saying, "I want the baby."
Right.
Jeannie Mae.
Y'all better leave these hoes alone.
Y'all better leave these non-black women alone. Every time you think a non-black woman is better, y'all get proven wrong.
Did it?
They mamas be trying to run this shit. She did some wild shit though. This is what happened. Jeezy was standing in the basement
of their crib.
He had his gun down there because protect my family. Even though I ain't fucking with you, my daughter here, you right. here. So they put the daughter down there in the basement and took a picture with her by the gun to try to make it seem like he be having his daughter by the gun.
By the weapons.
I said, boy, hey, let me get, this is a PSA. Black men, stop fucking with these women that don't love you. And guess what? Jay-Z said it best. I only love her if her eyes brown. So stop, hey, just because these women... They don't really like y'all.
But they just put up with y'all, bro.
It's one other time. You go. I just didn't like the shit she did that to Jesus.
I think they put
that
up.
That shit was whack.
It is.
She was whack.
Hey man, fuck Stephen.
I'm with that. Rest in peace,
hey,
OJ.
Rest in peace, OJ.
And all the everybody up there, you know. Everybody had their shots already against to OJ and all that shit. Like, why right now? But they always gonna bring it up. They always gonna bring it up.
I'm saying shit. This man averaged 143.1 yards per game
in
1973. And the second best person to ever do that was Jim Brown, and he was 10 yards under that.
Okay.
Now you
73
talk.
Is when hip hop was born, you bitch ass niggas. Whoop, and bitch. Shook.
That's when I was born. July the 4th, goddammit. Tell your friends about me.
He peed on himself that year.
Celebrate.
You was peeing on yourself when OJ was getting 143 yards, nigga.
I'm going to drink it malt. We going to get into this thing. Rest in peace, OJ.
Rest in peace, OJ.
Rest in peace.
Get into the basketball of the latest tournament, South Carolina Lady Gamecocks winning the national championship. 38-0.
What's a Gamecock? A game.
No.
No Diddy.
A lady game. God.
No Diddy.
Oh, that must be when they fighting the chickens instead of the roosters. Hey.
Lady game crack?
No, that was impressive.
Oh, no. That was a good game. Shout out to.
That was a great fucking season,
shout out
bro.
To. Absolutely. What's her coach's name? Don Staley.
Don Staley.
Shout out to her. She's unbelievable.
But she done built UConn.
Yeah,
in South Carolina.
That's a fact.
Right.
And they got freshmen. She had freshmen playing. As a matter of fact, Tessa.
Killing
shout
the
out
game.
To Tessa. I don't remember. I think it's Johnson.
Tessa Johnson.
Tessa was out there balling.
She had 19.
She was like the light-skinned young Steph Curry. She a freshman, too. Shock up hitting them motherfucker. And then they had a couple freshmen out there. They had the young girl that they say is going to be unbelievable.
Cardoza?
No. She like a singer.
Oh, she
young
gone.
Chap dreads. And she was quick. She had handles and shit. I can't Kits? Remember her name. I don't remember her name. Damn, I should have.
These are the points right here. It's 87-75 South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was hit the lead, I think I'm like 20-6 or something like that. I'm like, they going to come back. Because it's 5-1.
They was up like a motherfucker early.
Right.
She had Kaylin 18.
Had 30.
18 in the first quarter.
Right.
Got to be a record.
Because those had 15-17 rebounds.
15-17.
Kits had 11-10. Johnson had 19, like you said, and Martin for the other team had 16.
Yeah, it was a good game.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna keep it real. Caitlin Clark had them Iowa girls. They only got one black girl. She had black too.
Right. The freshman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she had them white girls balling. Shit. Cause they was up. They were big, like you said, 20-6. Or they was up 15 or some shit.
Iowa had an incredible season.
They had a real good season. She made them stars. She made them. Sure. She made them good. She elevated them as far as you can elevate.
She put
somebody.
Them on a map, bro.
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
And like they was talking about, for her to just stay in Iowa, cause I think she said herself she wanted to go to UConn, but she wasn't recruited.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the coach for UConn like her. He said that her Paige was the best player in the tournament a couple games ago before she beat their ass.
Then she lit their ass up.
But I still think he believed that. But because a couple UConn players who played Diana Taurasi, a couple UConn players said that he wouldn't let Caitlin Clark play the way she played.
Right.
And I think that's his bad to me, because if you got a player like that, you got to highlight your player. You can't say, oh, my system.
But no, right. He's right, though. From a coach standpoint, and even from the girls that said that, Taurasi and them, she's right. I said the same thing. Like, she wouldn't be Caitlin in UConn.
No.
She would just be a player in the system. She'd be Paige Beckers, basically. She'd be a good player in the system when we want to know how good she is. So her being at Iowa, her being at, that's a system up there. They got 11 championships. You can't say fuck you, gun.
Hey, I'm still saying it.
Kaylin, you a hater. You got to respect the 11 championships.
Kaylin put y'all asses out.
I'm just saying. Mister, she put a whole bunch of people out.
I know, but they didn't say that she did. That
she put LSU out.
Player. That she did.
But they didn't say she ain't the best player. They knew. Like, white girl.
She,
that
she the reason everybody got
Kaylin people Clark that, is that deal.
Ain't nobody watching that shit without her doing that.
So then why are you? We happy she didn't go to UConn. Otherwise, they wouldn't get the eyes on the sport like they got.
True.
Or the
she's gonna be another player up there, another good.
So yeah, shout out to Kaylin for not going to UConn. But that's enough talking about you losers. Yo. Now let's talk about this.
Hold on, real quick. I got an announcement to make, real quick.
Don Staley, go ahead.
On the behalf of Hot 702.5 FM, I would like to present this Listener's Choice Award to my man, Quinn Morris, a.k.a. Q Mecca, for the hottest sports broadcaster of 2024.
What? Shout out to Q Mecca, y'all.
Q Mecca.
This trophy kind of heavy. I can knock a nigga out, boss lady. I'd like to thank all the ladies who voted for me. Y'all know my voice is sexy. That's why y'all voted. These other two niggas is Calgary. They got voices like their name is Dakota. thank y'all. I appreciate it. Look at my chest. It's heavy, too. I can knock a nigga out or eat some ice cream with this motherfucker. Hey, I like
put
to
put it in the camera.
I'd like to thank y'all, too, for helping me uplift and tearing y'all asses up in debate every fucking
put it back
week.
Up there, turd.
Hey, look at hurry up, nigga. This shit about shout. Me, it ain't about the trophy.
My man got the trophy.
I got the trophy for the sports, for the motherfucking Quinn Morris, not the sports caster.
Hey, we got bigger ones. He got a participation trophy, like the 49ers.
Welcome to the team, son.
And it's like the 49ers colors, boss lady. Hey, scarlet and gold in this motherfucker.
She's at all six votes.
Hey, thank you for the six votes.
I ain't get I appreciate that shit. Hate y'all right now.
I appreciate that shit.
Hey, congratulations, bro. For real.
Congratulations, thank you, bro.
Next year, I might let one of y'all niggas get it, but I don't know. It depends on these cowgirl takes that's coming up this year.
I don't know how you won with them sorry ass takes.
Let me tell you how I won. I won how, like, we beat y'all. We play better defense. We rush y'all.
Hang their in-season banner like the Lakers did.
Yeah, congratulations for your in-season victory.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good shit, boy.
We're having a barbecue or some shit.
Some shit.
And come eat some motherfucking ribs.
Come
but
on.
No pork, because I'm Brother Anthony's son.
Come on.
We Muslims. We eat fish tacos and bean soup. Mm.
Why we saying that? I want to thank everybody that's on here right now. That here. Every Saturday with us, man. The ladies, the homies overseas, hey, we love everything. Love all that shit, bro.
Appreciate y'all,
Appreciate y'all.
For real.
We appreciate everybody, and we love y'all. When we get a live show,
we're going to make this motherfucker pop. I thought we were playing.
Right. We want the ladies up front looking cute, and you niggas sit behind them.
Right.
And yeah. If you got a purse, just because you got a purse don't mean you can sit with the ladies.
When we blow up, when we blow up and we get all this paper, I'm going to buy y'all something from the 99 cents, though.
They closed them.
They still open now, so we got to hurry
everything,
up and get paid.
How you?
Boss lady, where I check at?
You got a sale on 99 cents shit?
It's 30% off.
So you got it for 29 cents.
Nigga.
You got it for 29 cents on y'all. Goddamn. But yeah, back to the motherfucking black winners. South Carolina. They balled out everybody. She got like an 8-man rotation. She played all
she
eight
has,
of them. Or nine. She got nine.
She got a Nick Saban rotation. She got more motherfucking waiting on your ass.
Yeah, she got.
Like you said, Tessa coming back.
Tessa coming back. The freshman phenom that I came in. Let me go.
She coming back.
Hold on.
I got it right here. Hold up. Kit.
Kit. What's her last name?
No, she's been there 2 years.
Yeah. It's, she had dress. She had handles, and she was quick. Like nobody, they asked the coach about her
Raven
during the game. That was like, yo, she gonna be, and she was a freshman. She good though.
They did a lot with a nine person rotation.
Yeah, nine person.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even have the full 15 like most people got,
bro.
Look, and they all got quality time.
Being able to divide them
so they could get quality time. Yeah,
she wasn't scared to play freshman. Most coaches ain't doing that.
Right.
In a championship game.
Exactly.
She was playing two or three freshmen. I'm like,
Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
If you prep them up and get them ready for the game, why wouldn't you put them in the game?
Well, you don't prep nobody up just to have them sit down.
Shit. I mean, I agree with you, but that's, you know, it's just like how we argued the Detroit coach should have kicked the field goals or not went for it. I feel like sometimes in pressure games, you press. So you do the opposite of what you've been doing to get you all year. But she's been playing them all year, so she played them. And I think that was dope. Shout out to her. She one of the best. She on her way to be one of the best. She already up there with the who was the nigga named? Geno Smith.
Gary Emo.
The other chick, I forgot her name right now. She up there. She got
Cam up there. Old Griffin, Tennessee.
Yeah, her.
Uh-huh.
She just retired.
Pat Summitt.
Passed.
Yeah.
Who just retired? Somebody retired.
Oh, old girl from Stanford, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
45 years.
She just retired.
Yeah.
Most wins.
45 years of fucking coaching, bro.
That's right. And she,
some people ain't 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She been coaching. That's crazy. But, yeah, Dawn Staley is up there with them. She's great. She way she handled herself the way
undefeated
she even shouted
season,
out.
Bro.
The way she even shouted out Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Afterwards, after they won. That was dope.
Yeah.
It was so it wasn't no tension, because, you know, we have tension when white girls ball. Whenever white people do something special in black fields, when there's some tension.
People don't want to give them their props.
We ain't want to give them props.
I got a homeboy like that said Luka is just all right. I was like, bro, you was tripping.
And you ain't watching
my Luka Doncic is a baller. 100%
bucket.
He belongs.
I'm not going to hate on him just because he ain't black.
Right.
And he's a certified baller.
I think Luka be in his head saying, I ain't scared of you niggas. With a J.
Take that. Next thing you know, he got 40 in the second quarter.
He's still
trash.
40 and 10 assists.
Man, Luka be killing the game.
This is how they used to do Kobe, bro. They used Kobe the same way. Mm-hmm. Man, a leg is lost. Remember how many Kobe had? 51. That's it, man. That nigga started in the motherfucker.
Right.
51. What about
he got 51 points and he's sorry.
Hey, some
I ain't seen one sorry person ever score 51 nothing.
There's some people who hate greatness, because it's people that I know saying that Caitlin Clark ain't going to be good in the WNBA. I said, bullshit.
She going to be a baller.
She going to be even better, because she got better teammates.
She got a better team, and she got range. She can shoot from anywhere.
And she can dribble.
Right.
She can shoot off the dribble. She ain't just coming off screen.
She don't have to have the ball.
She can run the offense, but she doesn't have to have the ball. I'm pretty sure the Fever going to pick her.
They should. I don't see why they wouldn't.
Aaliyah Boston is up there, bro.
Exactly.
All she needs is some little bit of help.
Right.
All she needs is a little bit of help, man, and she's going to get it.
That'll be nice.
They're going to be. Some people just, you be like, how you hate greatness?
I like her.
You don't got to be a fan. Because
it ain't them.
But you shouldn't hate greatness.
Right.
It ain't them.
I agree.
Like, I'm not a Golden State fan, but I love to watch them niggas play when they was in their thing. They was doing their thing. Shout out to Steph.
Even going back to the Jordan shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't a Jordan fan, but I'm respecting the greatness.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And that goes for anything.
I respect LeBron too.
I'm not a Floyd fan, but I respect his greatness.
You got to respect.
Yeah.
Got to respect the greatness, 100%.
Got to.
So a lot of people, y'all stop being haters.
But Jake Paul could probably knock him out.
You don't have to be a fan of Caitlin Clark, but you can't disregard what she do or she done.
Man, people got their own personal opinion.
Right. Right. But some of y'all people be wrong.
But everything that's going on in the world tells you what's happening. Anyway, Indiana seats. Don't went up because they know they're going to get this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She don't have to go. She's losing money going to the WNBA.
Right. That's true.
She can stay. Angela Reese can stay. She got another year, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both of them decided to come out. I'm pretty sure that, hey, y'all about to change the game.
Yep.
Come out while y'all hot.
Right. And y'all left college, still got some ballers like Juju and all them.
You still leaving people behind that's ready.
Paid still there.
Right. Still put eyes on the game.
That's a fact. So it's going to be dope to see. I'm glad they're getting a lot of eyes on them and recognition. Hopefully they could get their viewership up, get their money up.
Yeah.
And we're going to support that shit.
Speaking of WNBA, since we got these lady ballers coming out, ladies who ain't watching fucking women basketball, y'all going to show y'all funky ass up this time?
Please.
Because the men be there.
I'll be there. I didn't see Suge there. We both.
Right.
We didn't even know. I didn't even know he was going. I just left like, oh, that's Suge. What up, bro?
Faithfully.
We in there for the Masons.
That's when you winning.
For sure.
Or are you
going for a three-peat?
Hell yeah, three-peat.
Let's do it.
Shit is possible, too.
Going back to Dawn, she, for making the Elite Eight, she got $240,000 in bonuses.
Nice.
That's a great.
People saying, that's it. She didn't even make it last year.
No, $240,000
to anybody say that's it, how much money are you making?
Right.
And then give me a 200. I need to call UPS. Hey, I need a 200.
I'm pretty sure she got more of
a
fucking winning the championship. You got some of your contract winning the championship. You got some of your contract going undefeated. You got some of your contract getting a certain amount of wins.
Right. And she only got three losses in 3 years.
I don't like when people. I mean, 109-3.
Shoot, that's insane.
They lost one
last year in the playoffs against LSU.
Has anybody ever had a better record than that?
They lost
against Iowa in the playoffs.
No,
I don't think so.
No, UConn.
UConn, okay.
I think they were 110-1.
That one, Maya Moore was there.
I think they were 110-1. Yeah, something like that. 112-1, some shit like
that's
that.
Maya Moore was
there. They were like 109-0 or some shit.
Yeah.
At one point.
Shout out to UConn, too. Even though y'all coach hating on Caitlin.
Thank everybody. Even Taurasi was hating on Caitlin a little bit.
Right.
I think she's telling the truth. I think the way she just put it though.
I don't know if she's telling the truth. I think she's calling it how she see it. But I respect that.
But I think she's still gonna get her ball on. She might not go out there and drop 40 like she do it because she got the green light for sure in Iowa.
Right.
But she got teammates. She got it's pros now.
Exactly.
You got to run and play.
And I think she's still gonna have the green light. Like
oh for sure. I think she will.
Why wouldn't you give her the green light?
With that range.
She could shoot from anywhere. She could dribble. She could pass. She averaged 9 assists. She's the leader in assists and
both
points.
Both assists and the points record. Y'all.
So how the hell are you going to say somebody like that can't make it in anywhere in basketball?
That's a fact.
High school, AAU, Little League, Pop Warner, Mighty Mike, anything where the ball.
Tell you, God damn it. Listen.
What?
She put compared to males, it's pennies, but it's nice to be given a bonus, although she'll only get about half after taxes. First off, stay out of her pocket.
and she in more than half. That ain't California. She in South Carolina. Ain't got no tax rate.
I get what you saying, but that's in her contract, ma'am. She knew what she was going to get, and she got that. I see if she didn't agree to it, but that's in her contract.
You hating, Tanya.
But you're right. I'm probably sure you're right, according to males. So the viewership in males, this is like the first time women had this much eyes on the game.
Right. They had more viewers. They had, like, I think I want to say, like.
That shit was the highest view. That shit had
like almost a million more viewers.
Good take, though, girl.
Than the men's?
Than the men's.
No, it wasn't the men's. It was like 300,000 or something like that.
What's that?
Like 300,000 more viewers than the men's tournament.
Really? I thought it was more than that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about 300. I don't know 100,000.
I think it was about
a couple of thousand.
300,000.
I don't know about that though.
No, it was
up there though.
Significantly.
Wasn't it like 12 million viewers? 12.8.
It was 12. I want to say it was 12.4. It was 1.4 million viewers for the women's and 1.2 million viewers for the men's. It was somewhere around that area.
And
so
the women's
about
game,
200,000 plus.
The women's game was better.
Yeah.
I watched the men's too. UConn.
Here we go. That's last. This is this year. 18.9 on the championship game for the women.
SEC. Okay. 18.9.
Million.
Million.
18.9 million.
Yeah, this year.
And then for the men's, it was
13.
So 5 million more.
Yeah.
That's a significant increase.
Yeah, that's super duper duper duper. Million.
And that hasn't happened ever.
Right.
Shout out to the ladies. That's amazing right there.
That's amazing.
And that's what it's going to take for them to start getting their just due.
And it's needed. And
absolutely.
If they keep balling, then we're going to keep watching.
It's great.
We already watched ballers. Now the ladies balling, we like, hey, we watching y'all.
I don't care what you say.
I remember they were talking about changing the game. I'm sorry to cut you off, brother. You know talking about they leading the lower the rim?
Oh, yeah, I've been
And the girls
were
like,
what?
Fuck that. Because some people think it'll be more exciting for them to dunk. Like, fuck that.
Nah, we don't. If you got the natural talent
to
do it,
then do
it. Right.
Because now they got that range of her shooting like that, because that's what we got excited about when Steph Curry and Klay and them start shooting. They doing the same thing.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
So that's changing the game now. Right. Now you still got bigs playing big. Like, Angel Reese, I ain't taking no away from her. She's a garbage man. They're not running the ball through her.
Right.
She kind of like getting a garbage.
She just clean up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good. Because when she does get the skill and she play the way she plays, she's going to be dominant.
Right.
Absolutely. She's going to be, yeah. That's true.
That's crazy.
Very true. But I enjoyed watching this tournament, the women's. I only watched the men's finals. I ain't watched none of the rest of that men's shit. But it was dope, man.
Girl, lead up. girl alone.
Who they messing with?
Tanya, it's on my money. Leave her girl pockets alone.
Quit pocket watching. Quit pocket watching. She got 240,000. I need 240,000 bonus.
It's a bonus.
That means extra money on top of your salary.
Yes, we going to Sizzler.
I need somebody to come play at my table.
This was Don said. She gave, because she said they press against students.
Mm-hmm.
They got rings, too.
Oh, that's dope.
Nice.
She gave them boys rings.
The practice squad?
Practice squad.
Yeah. That was up. She said that, though. She said they get part of the accolades just like.
She had a presentation giving it to them.
I like that.
That's what's up.
I like the way she moved, and I like how she moved and how she talked.
She's going to be dominant for a while because a lot of people want to play for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She already got that WNBA in her, so why not go play for her?
Yeah.
In Blackwell, South Carolina. Do you want to go to the league? Do you want to go undefeated? Do you want to win?
And South Carolina ain't bad.
She like a woman Steve Burke.
You ain't the fitness. Me gonna move on. The
Carolinas is nice.
WNBA draft is on the 15th.
Okay.
In New York City. The FIBA got the first pick. We know who they probably most likely gonna take.
Okay, man. They gonna take white Steph Curry.
We'll get to see where Cardoza goes and also Angel Reese.
Yeah.
And some other ones, too.
And some other ones. Paige, all of them coming out. This will be a good one.
I feel like Angel Reese probably going to land like with the Dream. Like the Atlanta Dream.
She going to have to go somewhere with a big market. I think she'll blow them up.
Well, Atlanta's a pretty big market.
True. If she go.
I think she could probably, who got the second pick?
That's a good question.
Because that's probably who's going to get her.
L.A.
No, they ain't projectors.
L.A. got 2 and 4.
Oh, shit. So they probably going to pick up Angel Reese most likely.
They got 2 and 4.
They don't need no big, though.
They don't. They projected her like 7th, bro.
They can take her, but I don't think they'll take her. They probably take her with the 4th pick.
If she ain't get scooped up in the 3rd, who got the 3rd pick?
Check it out. Let's check it out.
When I watched, they didn't project her, too. They projected her like 7th.
Yeah.
They had like 5, 6 other people ahead of her. And I can't remember
really?
The games. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see it with like the Wings or the Dream, like the Dallas Wings or the Atlanta Dream. I think she could fit in with their offense.
I think she'll fit with them too.
Yeah. Atlanta. Yeah.
They said Brink. I forgot about her.
Yep.
Brink and Cardoza will go probably 2 and 4. You taking Cardoza or Angel Reese first?
I'm taking Angel Reese.
I'm taking Cardoza. You out your fucking mind. 6'7"?
She's 6'7".
Shit.
She is. She's 6'7". I'll probably take Cardoza.
Right.
I'm taking Angel Reese.
Yep. I'll take Cardoza.
That's how the Lynx going to take Angel Reese in the mock.
Ooh.
In the mock draft?
Yeah, the Lynx.
All right. Minnesota Lynx.
She's like, I don't go no fucking Minnesota.
Let's move on to the men's. I know nobody want to hear about this shit. UConn, back-to-back champions.
UConn, back-to-back. That ain't happened since what, 07?
Yeah.
Florida or somebody?
The Gators. Back-to-back champions.
It's hard to win back-to-back in the tournament.
It's hard to get you the championship.
Right. And, yeah, it's way harder because you got to play your best game every time you play.
The girl tournament was way better.
UConn did a good job. Them niggas was better than everybody.
Hell yeah.
And who was Edie? What's his name?
Josh Edie
was out there.
I don't know if it's Josh.
He had 37 and 11 or some shit like that.
He can't
but
do it by himself.
It was just him. They didn't hit no threes. I don't think they hit 1 3, the rest of the team.
Right.
Usually they hit threes. UConn played them perfectly, and it showed that they was just much better. They beat everybody by 12, 15 points.
Right. Alabama hanging out first, so they 3 ran on their ass. That was a good game.
Yeah.
UConn did their thing.
I thought
Alabama was the closest. That was the closest victory. That was the closest scare that UConn had.
UConn walked through this shit, bro. They walked through this fucking tournament.
They did. They had the biggest point margin.
Yeah.
Any other team.
Ever, I think.
Yeah.
In the whole fucking
tournament. And they had a stacked motherfucking bracket, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Probably the stackers.
Yeah.
And they won a championship back to fucking back. Man. Shout out UConn.
So that means they got 6 championships in the last 30 years.
Yep. Yeah.
Duke only got 5. It seemed like Duke got more, but Duke only got 5.
They only got 5.
North Carolina got less than 5.
I think they got 4.
Yeah. Kentucky only got like what, 2-1?
Three.
In the past 30 years?
30, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Each coach won, right?
Yeah. Tubby, Patino, and Calipari.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what it meant. So,
yeah. We watched the game. UConn beat their ass. They only got one three-pointer. Edie had 30, though, but they couldn't stop him. He was killing. They say he ain't going to be there
again
in the NBA, but
that's what I said about them. And you got to score 80 to beat UConn.
But
he wouldn't have to score
80. They played them like how the Bulls played Penny and Shaq. Right. Yeah. Penny and Shaq going to get their points. Nobody else get their points.
Nobody else get
their points. That's what happened. Yeah. So that's why they lost.
Shout out UConn.
Basketball is a team sport.
Staying in basketball, John Calipari leaves Kentucky for SEC rival Arkansas.
He was like, fuck it. Fuck y'all. I'm out of here. Y'all giving me too much.
That's my coach. He did. He went out 2 years in a row for a 14 to 15 seed.
Yeah.
He went out to St. Peter's the first year and last year. Well, this tournament, he just this went year. Out to. I forgot who it was.
They was talking about
Fred Dickinson, I think. Somebody like that.
They was talking about it. He was like, man, things change. So, basically, let me tell y'all what's going on. Because it's happening in football, too.
Yep.
That NIL is getting you in the portal. It's getting niggas the fuck out of here. Coaches. You coaches can't keep players if you ain't going to pay them or if they don't like your ass no more.
But what I said, I'm a hater, though. Because I was like, when Nick Saban goes away from it, oh, he's just running away from it.
He was running.
When other fans, fuck that.
Just like
Calipari doing the same thing then.
All the coaches that
he was going to get fired, running. Probably.
Deion the only one embracing that shit.
He was going to get fired.
Who was?
Calipari.
I know. Maybe not.
And I think they gave him a choice because of who he is.
Right.
You can't fire Calipari.
I understand. But the point of the moral of the story is coaches, long-term coaches that have been dominating, y'all ain't gonna dominate like y'all was. Now you got
to pay people. Money.
It's just like dealing with pros. Now it's ego. These young niggas getting millions. you can't talk to them.
What kind of car the door got?
That motherfucker
got. That goddamn Tonka truck.
Yeah, what the fuck exactly. So the
he's coaches, still in college.
The coaches that's like Deion gonna take y'all players. Just like Drake take niggas' girls. That's why all the niggas mad at Drake.
And give them back.
Take niggas' girls.
Oh, I see why you single.
Hey, girl, stop letting light-skinned niggas take you from your nigga. God damn.
I mean, we're great. That's all right.
I know these light-skinned niggas getting their nails done.
We great. I'll bite mine. I don't know. I'm old school.
Basically, college is changed. It's not how it used to be. The coaching, it used to be coaches in college. They was its mainstay.
Let's talk about that. NFL, too.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers can't coach, bro.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nobody, everybody talking about the players. Nobody developing players no more. You taking what they get, bring from college.
You think so?
Look at these motherfuckers.
I don't know.
Name somebody that elevated. Okay. Name somebody that's as elevated like Tom Brady did. Mm. Name somebody.
You mean, okay, let me give
that, you're mediocre or you here, but we see your elevation. Joe Burrow doing the same thing he did in college.
Oh, no, hold on, listen. Pat didn't start. They developed Pat.
We already, but he sat there 3 years, though.
That mean they developed him. That's
okay. That's Andy Reid, though.
I know.
That's an old school coach.
So you said.
So these new niggas is what I'm talking about. These new coaches can't coach.
Oh, you're talking about the new niggas.
The
okay,
new coaches.
Nick Sirianos.
Sirianos ain't called no players until he got to Philly. All
right, now let me give some pushback. Or the other side, the devil's advocate side. In the NFL, it's pressure to win right now, right?
Right.
So it's hard to sit the number one pick. All right, I'm gonna give my team as an example. We went up there to get Trey Lance ass, and then we sat him for a year, maybe a year and a half, and then we forced him out there, and he wasn't ready. I thought he was ready because they put him out there. I thought it was to win, but it's politics and everything,
hell
obviously.
Yeah.
So they put him out there. He wasn't ready. He got hurt, came back, tried to do it again. They was like, nigga, you ain't even gonna make
it. You're not that guy.
Your ass. So then they was lucky we drafted Brock Purdy. So I think it's the pressure also. It ain't just coaches ain't coaching up. I think they don't got the leeway.
The development is what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying. They don't got the leeway to develop for the time period that they need. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Trey Lance, okay, this is not taking nothing away from him.
No.
This is not taking anything away from him from going to North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm.
It's 122 fucking D1 colleges that he didn't go to.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you mean,
I know, what you saying?
So he went to a D2 school.
Right.
So 100 and something didn't even want him.
Right.
So Shanahan went and got him. You mm-hmm. knew you had developed this dude. You knew you had to. When you went and got him.
Right.
And you didn't coach him up. All you did was use what he already had. That's what I'm talking about.
See, I think that, see, where we disagree at is, I don't care what college you went to.
I don't care what college you went to either.
I think it's about what the coach sees in you and what you're saying. Develop him up. I'm saying I don't think he was developable. Developable enough to be in the league. So he had to let him go because he spent too much on him. So that's Shanahan's bad. That's his fault.
They didn't do nothing. But go ahead.
I don't think he developed him because Brock Purdy developing.
Brock Purdy been doing this.
I know, but he's developing is what I'm saying. Like, we didn't know that nigga was going to be that.
Because Brock Purdy was good. He was a four-year star at Iowa State, right?
Yeah, Nate said that. But
I watched this motherfucker play.
I knew he was going to be good. We right. But nobody was like, oh, somebody missed out on Brock Purdy. He was the last pick. So that means a whole bunch of teams said, nah.
Right.
Nah, nah, nah.
Right.
But it happens like that. But the same thing happened when Tom Brady got picked. Yeah, how many people passed on Tom Brady?
Russell Wilson?
Again, these coaches can't coach. They can't scout either.
I agree 100%.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm saying I would agree with you, but that's part of it. The other part is it's pressure to win right now.
It is. While the pressure's there, develop while you're under pressure.
I know, but
now they throw niggas to the wolves. The Bears threw Justin Fields to the wolves.
Yeah, unlike the Texans,
but
the Texans brought in C.J. Stroud. The Texans brought in C.J. Stroud, and it was a hit. But it's not going to be a hit every time.
Not every time, because Bryce is getting killed out there in Carolina.
Shit,
if C.J. Stroud
killed is an understatement.
If C.J. Stroud was in Carolina, he'd be getting killed too.
He'll be getting killed.
So to your point, maybe you got good coaching, DeMarco.
Thank you.
Well, DeMarco,
you're making my point.
His team around him, but he also got a little bit of luck, too, because everybody ain't started ready, nigga.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of luck.
Pat wasn't started ready.
No.
So, and he the best. So,
and he got the best coach.
And that's true. That's a good point. But no one was, this is the thing about Andy Reid.
This motherfucker made Alex Smith good.
True. But yeah. That's true. Alex Smith showed. He was all right with Jim Harbaugh with us. That was when we started winning. We was losing like
his best games were in Kansas City.
True, but he was still the same Alex Smith. And here in San Francisco and Kansas City, he ain't gonna bring you back. He gonna throw the ball to the tight ends 5 yards, 10 yards. He gonna throw that shit to the wide receivers. So Andy Reid did all he could do, and then he brought Pat in. He's like, yo, we gonna develop Pat. And Andy Reid did it the right way. I agree with you, but I don't think all coaches got that much leeway. Andy Reid got a lot of leeway in Kansas City.
Yeah.
A lot of them coach, but then all they do is recycle these cats. That's going to Atlanta. Arthur Smith got fired 3 years in a row, same damn record, 17-17-17.
Right.
All of a sudden, he is Pittsburgh as offensive coordinator. He's supposed to just have Pittsburgh just throwing the ball everywhere.
True.
You won 7 games 3 years in a row. But all of a sudden, you the best offensive coordinator. Pittsburgh Steelers, y'all going to be mad this season. You should have kept Matt Canada.
Hey,
you're going to be mad.
I don't know if I agree with Matt Canada because that nigga wasn't getting it done.
He wasn't getting it done with Kenyon Pickett.
Right.
Just like Hackett ain't getting it done with fucking Wilson.
Well, yeah. He didn't with Wilson.
Or Wilson. Either fucking Wilson.
But I still think that Canada was, I don't know, man. We're going to see.
They going to miss that ball.
Some coaches have to learn that they not good coaches. They better coordinators.
Thank you.
Right. They don't know. But,
I agree with that.
But I'm going to be honest about it. If you a coordinator, you want a head coaching job, so you're not going to not take that shit.
Right.
Even if you
I ain't ready for it.
You're going to take that shit.
I don't think Dan Quinn is going to be a good head coach.
Oh, yeah.
He's an amazing defensive coordinator.
I agree.
Amazing.
But this is the problem. Because you're right. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Every time you're an amazing coordinator, you're always going to get a coaching job.
You
offer.
Are.
That's true.
You are.
So
this is second
and
one.
And you're going to take it. Because, nigga, I'm taking it.
This is second one. If everybody need to remember, Dan Quinn was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons with a great comeback when Tom Brady came back and beat them.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn was the head coach.
Right.
He got another head coaching job.
He's back.
Yep.
So he went back.
And the coordinator was our coach. And both of them niggas lost the Super Bowl together. And
the coordinator was Shanahan.
And they got jobs. They got head coaching jobs.
Head coaching jobs.
So that's the NFL.
Shanahan still losing the Super Bowl.
Exactly. And that was Shanahan. This fucking Super Bowl loss is coaching. So that means Shanahan and the defensive coordinator that he hired, both of them his fault. Right. And nigga, you hired him, and then you fired him, because if you didn't fire him, we going to fire you.
This is my cold take on the 49ers this year. Y'all probably going to beat the Cowboys again. But if y'all don't win, if y'all don't win a Super Bowl, I think him and Lynn's gone.
Depends on how far we get.
If you don't win the Super Bowl,
oh, no, I disagree with that.
That's three Super Bowl L's in a row.
I know, but as long as you're getting there, they can't. How they justify it? How they gonna justify it? What they gonna say? Who they gonna hire better? Andy Reid? We gonna get Andy Reid from take him from
y'all? The Bills got there four times, and what happened after that fourth time?
Blew it up.
Blew that shit up. Nah, don't worry about it, player. Have a good one.
I just my cold take.
I don't think so. Okay. Because I don't know who you gonna hire to do better, Andy Reid. If we lose to Patrick Mahomes again,
ain't going no fucking way.
Hey, Andy Reid ain't going. Nowhere.
I know. That's
He's
my point.
Sitting in that comfy
spot.
So
this is what I'm asking you: if you do fire Kyle Shanahan and he got to four Super Bowls, who you gonna get to hire? You gonna hire Bill Belichick?
Well, hold up. I mean, you know, probably start over like everybody else. It's just like Dallas. If fucking McCarthy don't do shit, he gone.
Yeah,
he's gone.
But the difference is, if McCarthy been to three Super Bowls, I don't think Jerry Jones was going to fire him.
But if you can't get over the hump, why keep getting to the hump and not getting over that shit, Q? One thing you got to start over sooner or later.
I understand, but my question is always going to be, who do you replace this person who's getting to this high level on a consistent basis with?
The same way y'all did last time. When y'all were winning, then y'all started losing, you fired him.
Hold on, what you mean? What you mean by last time? Nigga, I need you to tell me when.
Back in the 90s, when y'all was winning. Uh-huh. Then when y'all start losing, you fire the coaches.
Well, we start losing. We got a new owner, and they start bullshitting, bro. The new owner is what fucked it up. Steve Young got a concussion, and he was laid out. Nigga, we was trash for like 12 years.
You were running the ball.
From 99 to – Steve Young retired maybe 99. From 99 to 2009, 10.
They won't use no left-hand quarterback. He was killing the game, too, bud.
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. It's hard to fire winning coaches, nigga.
It's hard to fire coaches.
No, it's not. Niggas get fired, especially if they black and they ain't winning. It's hard to fire winning coaches because you got to make a reason now. Now you got to be like, oh, the locker room is divided, or he go to church too much, or he fucked the executive wife. It got to be like, you got to make up. That's why all the coaches.
She was cool with it though.
But listen to what I'm saying. Every coach that was winning that got fired, it was some shit like that.
On the other side, yeah.
It wasn't because of coaching, because. What's his nigga name who was fired, who fucked the executive?
M.A.?
Yeah, that nigga was a good coach.
He got a job.
he worked for Houston, right?
And he got a fucking job, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So what I'm telling you is.
Football different, bro.
No, it ain't. Your fan base going to be mad.
Bro, you made it.
When we fired Jim Harbaugh, the fans was like, nigga, he took us to a Super Bowl, NFC championship.
Yeah.
Why would you fire him?
No, I agree with that.
Oh, in the locker room, it was division. If we winning, it ain't no division. It can't be division in the locker room if we getting that high of excellence winning. Y'all just, but the owner and the GM just wanted.
But you were.
The only hire you could go from the NFC championship is the Super Bowl, which we went there and lose that. The only hire you could go is to win that. But if you going to fire this nigga, we fire Jim Harbaugh, what do? We hire Chip Kelly or some dumbass nigga. And then we ain't do shit. So I think it's a low. I think it's premature and it's not prudent for us to fire Kyle Shanahan unless Andy Reid is available.
Fire that motherfucker.
Or Bill Belichick.
That's three Super Bowls. You had a two.
Bill
you had
Belichick
a lead.
Always available. Shit, ain't nobody pick his ass up.
I know, but he wasn't.
Motherfucker eating Cheetos on the couch right there. What? Now. Shit.
I think Bill Belichick won a coach, but I don't know if the owner going to give him. Our owner is still, I don't think he's going to give him that much control. That's what I'm saying.
Bill Belichick wants that full control.
So I hear what you're saying, but I just think that it's not smart to fire somebody who's been consistently getting you to one game or two games before you go before the Super Bowl or in the Super Bowl, because then you gonna fire niggas.
That's just my cold take,
right?
And I think because you know them picks too to go get Trey.
Oh, we got 11. We got 11 draft picks this year, nigga.
Oh, you got 11, but you ain't got. I mean, it's all in rounds.
I know.
I mean,
but,
I ain't saying no. I ain't saying you don't have a chance. I'm just saying if he don't win the Super Bowl, man, I think they're gonna let them go.
I don't know if he gonna win it because I think he always fuck it up when it's time.
And y'all lost some people.
We lose him and. Ayuk unfollowed the team.
But Justin Fields did the same thing. See where he at.
Ayuk unfollowed the team, and I'm looking at Ayuk. I
Ayuk
like him,
going to Pittsburgh,
but nigga, you can't pay you like you Jerry Rice, because nigga, no.
But he got Jerry Rice numbers, though.
No, he don't.
Hey, you do?
You got Jerry Rice numbers. Jerry Rice played 20 years.
He got 1,300 yards.
That's 1 year, bro.
He's been doing this shit every year.
No, he haven't.
This motherfucker been on my fantasy team. Yes, he has.
He hasn't, bro. I'm telling you, he on my team. He hasn't. This is his best breakout year.
This year, he had the most. 1,300 yards.
His breakout year.
C4, that's a fire bets, bro.
Fire bets. We're taking the over on the St. Louis Cardinals Arizona Diamondbacks game at 10.5. I like it. We're taking the Cubs money line, and we are taking the Atlanta Braves money line.
Slow that over. St. Louis Cards, what?
The over on the St. Louis Cardinals over. Arizona Diamondbacks. The Cubs money line.
ML.
And the Atlanta Braves money line. That's tree.
Tree.
1-2-3.
We in the building. Hey, 49ers, y'all niggas need to do something. I don't know if we going to do something.
The pick's in the chat, everybody.
But
y'all motherfucker asking for it. Y'all better split the goddamn winnings, too.
Goddamn right. Hey, give us 33% of your winnings, just like we have motherfucking tax people.
What we got?
What we got?
We can't close anything.
What else we got left?
Some people got some money.
We got a freestyle for this award.
Linebacker Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jaguars. 5-year, $150 million.
Got paid.
Ain't that the
real Josh Allen.
No, third.
Damn, who got more?
That's the real Josh Allen.
TJ
right
Watt getting more.
Yeah, TJ Watt.
$88 million guaranteed. Get it, boy.
Hey, that's all that really matter.
Right.
The $88 million guaranteed. That mean
he gonna make all 150 of that shit.
Oh, you
more.
Know he is.
They Drew Holiday for the Celtics, 4 years, $135 million extension.
Damn,
$100 million guaranteed.
That. Yeah.
Get that shit, boy.
That's a good pickup for Boston.
Get money.
Boston might win the chip this year.
I don't think they're going to win, bro.
They might win it.
7-game series.
Them niggas 63 and 18.
I mean, it's like this. Because speaking of basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think that's how you say his last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Left calf injury. He out indefinite, they saying, especially for the rest of the regular season. So I don't know how long it's going to take for him to be
back. Damn, the playoffs start in like 10, 11,
so
let's
start
days,
this real
days.
Quick. I got about 4 games, 5 games max probably, if that.
No,
but the playoffs going to start. They ain't showing who they're going to play yet. At the same time, they're going to be probably without Giannis.
Damn.
Doc Rivers, everybody's saying, I think he's 15-15.
With Doc, with yeah.
Since he's been there.
Yeah.
Nigga. With Giannis for the injury and all that stuff. So, Cass will be hitting me up about this. Like, you think Doc got a... excuse now.
Doc got an excuse for what?
For not, I guess, making it far because Giannis injury and shit.
Oh, niggas going to kill him regardless. But
they're going to kill him regardless, but now he got a fallback because Giannis ain't
I think Giannis going to be in for the playoffs, though.
But he's going to be 100.
But I don't know. And that injury he got might, he might.
Limit him.
And or hurt him worse, like
right.
Kevin Durant. Kevin right. Durant had that injury, then Achilles pop, boop.
And the way Giannis plays,
yeah, he played too physical and too athletic. Yeah.
Yeah,
he can't go salt. He ain't a shooter.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's gonna be hard. But it's gonna. I mean, it could give Doc a break, but I don't know.
Y'all don't like Doc anyway. Well, it'll give him a break because he won't get fired. You know what I'm saying? Even though 30-13 and 15.
Y'all need
15
to. Y'all need to hire in what the nigga name is? Who be fucking them white girls? Them white girl.
Zach Wilson?
No, the coach.
Ime,
go hire Ime.
Ndoka?
Yeah.
Keep your wives away.
Hire Ime and don't let them buy your wives.
What else we got in here? Dallas police issued a warrant. He turned himself in. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice.
What a dumb ass. That nigga was
a Lamborghini young, accident.
Man. He was young and drunk and racing. He left because he was drunk. He didn't want to be on the scene and drive drunk. He was racing and he's young and he got money, so... That's what young people do, man. When you get young people money, you get what you get in this motherfucking society.
He got 8 charges.
He told that.
Including the hit and run.
he gonna pay a lawyer to get him some community service. They might.
They're gonna suspend him for 2 games. They're
gonna suspend him for 2 games.
Maybe
games
3.
Gonna be, yeah. And he gonna be back. But.
And they're gonna win again.
If they win again. We got to jump Patrick Mahomes.
They already a damn dynasty.
Hey, somebody got to fuck Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, that like, hey, Patrick Mahomes ain't leaving Kansas City, bro.
Hey, niggas can't perform good when they wife cheating on them. one of you slick niggas go to Kansas City and entice her, seduce her.
They ain't going outside of Kansas City, bro.
Stupid, boy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Stupid.
Or your relatives.
Y'all man, lucky about
my LeBron mama was getting banged up.
Y'all lucky my brother ain't alive.
Devontae West.
Monte Winston was banging LeBron's mama for real. And he couldn't hit a free throw or nothing.
He couldn't hit shit. Like,
get off my mama. Get off my mama.
Allen Iverson.
Oh, he got a statue.
Got a statue.
And shit looked like a mini
statue.
What up,
Jamal?
What up, Jamal?
What up, Molly?
What's happening? You know some niggas that go get seduced Patrick Mahomes' wife so that nigga can throw interceptions?
Hide your wives and your daughters.
Niggas throw interceptions when they think about their wives. Like, damn, you threw this shit right to a nigga. Shout out to my nigga Calvin.
Yo, Bills
look like they rebuilding.
Buffalo chills.
Hey, you only got a 4-year window. That's why I'm trying to tell Shug, you can't develop a nigga. You only got a 2-3-year window to win. Because your quarterback got to get paid, then niggas want wide receivers want to get paid, then defensive ends want to get paid.
Can we agree?
Cornerbacks want to get paid.
True.
Can't do it.
Can we agree that Buffalo had their chance?
Yes, Buffalo. Okay, Buffalo tried it.
They had the squad. They just can't get over the top. Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
the motherfuckers is the Bulls right now.
They tried it and it didn't work. Patrick Mahomes kept Josh Allen out of that shit. But Patrick Mahomes kept all these niggas out. Ain't nobody winning in this era. Tom Brady, the only nigga won.
Hey, Raw Life gave you a salute. That's your supervisor, right?
Oh, yeah. What up, boy? Hey, shout out to you Oakland niggas. Hey, the Raiders, y'all niggas going -21 and -17.
-21.
Hey, Jamal.
Y'all niggas got integers. Hey, you niggas doing integers.
He said they did opposite wrong, bro.
They did AI wrong. You know that's my nigga.
He got that little miniature statue.
Yeah, that nigga a miniature statue. Like, here, nigga, take this.
That's at the practice facility. Practice?
And why practice? They put it at the practice facility? They supposed to put that shit at the game facility.
You talking about practice.
Not a game.
You put my statue at the practice facility. Not the game facility. The practice facility. Yo, every rant got your ass statued outside, sir.
Statue outside. That's fucked up, man. Why they do my nigga AI like that? AI, tell them niggas, you still got 55 men in the bank.
He got a trophy. He got me. At least he got a statue. A statue.
Yeah. No, you know what Joe said? Joe's like, hey, that's what they give niggas who ain't won shit. A miniature statue.
A miniature statue.
See, that's fucked up. Don't do AI like that. He ain't never have Kobe. He never have a Shaq or a motherfucking Melo or a Pippen.
What you talking about? Yeah.
Hey, draft
what
better.
What you talking about? He had Aaron McKee and Theo Riley.
Right. Draft better.
And motherfucking Dikembe.
Matt Geiger.
They needed to give you a nigga. They need to give you at least a Ray Allen. Goddamn.
Tiger, she has a trophy, not a statue.
That's facts. It's a trophy. Y'all gave my nigga AI a trophy. And y'all know pound for pound, he the best. Bubba Chuck.
Bubba Chuck, baby.
Y'all ain't no. What?
What?
She said all the statues were that size. No, man, you seen Kobe's?
Yeah, Kobe got a winner statue.
I mean, that's Kobe, though.
But you got to win. But Kobe said Allen Iverson one of the best competitors he went against.
Absolutely.
Imagine if Allen Iverson had Shaq and Kobe had Matt Geiger.
Hey, but it's practice, though.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about
practice.
The game.
Not the game that I love. We talking about practice.
Don't nobody believe
AI used to party, eat burgers, and then go play the game. He didn't even practice. Then he's like, I'm eating bad.
He goes to strip club.
Strip club.
Trick off a couple thousand and drop 60 on
you. Yeah. That's why I made him a real nigga. AI, shout out to the niggas that came into the league in the 96 era.
With the big shorts, baby.
Them the hip-hop niggas. Hey, that's when hip-hop came into the league. Michael Jordan wasn't hip-hop. Nigga was
she said, Rocky got a statue. Rocky got a statue.
Who do?
Rocky.
Rocky.
And he ain't even real.
Right. How they give a fake nigga a statue?
That's see, Philly. That's see what y'all do, up. Philly?
Yeah,
you can celebrate a fake motherfucking celebrity.
And y'all let Meek Mill get clapped by Diddy.
I think that was his choice. Hey, you want to be big, right? You want to be big, right?
And I fuck with Meek Mill.
He said, I hope they forgive me for what I did with Diddy.
They telling my son I'm gay at school. That's fucked up. Hey.
Like, anybody try to clap these chips, it's going to be consequences.
They
going to
get banged.
We already know, bro. We already know.
That's fucked up. Hey, y'all don't do AI. Y'all need to do AI better. He is the realest nigga in Philly. Him and Beans, nigga. And Freeway.
Beanie Mac.
That's all.
Don Staley, the only one representing Philly.
Right. Shout out to Don Staley.
Good point, Kendora.
For being a winner.
We get to the end.
She's the only one representing
y'all.
Philly, right.
Everybody. About to kick us out the studio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports
Tell
Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Shug,
going.
A.K.A. Sugar Doshi,
the great.
With my co-host.
Q Mecca, 2 techs up. We wreck you. Tragic on a beat. Knox Prime on a beat. Tragic on the track.
See, 4Nate from the 618. Everybody have a good weekend. I'm going to Cowboys to play some cards.
Have a great motherfucking weekend. Shout out to Q Mecca.
Y'all.
Peace out, y'all. Thank y'all again. Niners, bitch.
Hey. Only click, come equipped with emergency kits. So when the dips hit a spin, they on some surgery shit.
2005. Way bigger than sports. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Chile.
Thank you, guys.
Hired.